Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your injury going to keep you out of the World Championship?
Yeah. I think that's something that more important for me to get healthy. Obviously, I think I was looking forward to competing in the World Championships. Always nice representing your country, but something that probably going to be a few weeks, and probably just smarter to get healthy for next season and make sure I'm ready to go.
Will it interfere with your summer workouts, or should you be okay?
No, it shouldn't. I'm going to take some time here, rest, heal up, and make sure I have a good summer to, get back on track.
What was your reaction page to the news yesterday?
Obviously disappointing. Obviously, me and Donnie have a great relationship, and we go back, and I've got nothing but respect and admiration for him, and I think I owe him a lot to what he's done for me, to get me to this point in my career, and it's unfortunately that's the nature of the business, and I think everyone knows that that's kind of part of it, and it is what it is. It's sad to see him go, but I know he's gonna have success elsewhere.
How did he make? I mean, we all know he moved you to the Sun, and he gave you more opportunity. But in your own words, how did he really get the best out of you?
I think the biggest thing was him just believing in me, giving me opportunity. I think prior to that, I hadn't really gotten an opportunity to be put in a situation to score or produce, and I think he knew that was something that I had in me and had seen it before and knew that I could do it at this level, and he gave me every opportunity to make sure it happened, and lucky enough to take advantage of it. And I think for me, I think it was just that relationship that we had, that that confidence he had in me.
Paige, what's the biggest thing you guys need to do in the wake of the last 2 years when you've been close and on the cusp of getting in? How do you guys make a breakthrough?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's one thing you can pinpoint. I think there's obviously a lot of things that go into it. But I think if you're looking at, probably two things that need to be corrected is accountability. I know that word gets thrown around a lot. And I think for me, accountability is consequences and actions. If you're not doing right things on the ice, there needs to be repercussions, whether it's being benched or in the press box. If you're not playing winning hockey, and I think consistency is the other thing. I think at times you could see that we were a great team, and other times we're too casual. And I think that's something that has got to be instilled in us, and that kind of goes back to the accountability thing as well. With the consistency, it's us in here in the room holding each other accountable if there's someone not playing the way they need to, and obviously needs to come from up top too, and that's something I don't think we had enough of this year.
What would you like to see from the next coach
on this team? I think two of those things that I mentioned. I think accountability. I think obviously I'm in a situation where I've been given a lot of opportunity and a pretty big rope to try things and do stuff out on the ice and let my skill kind of take over. But at the same time, there needs to be repercussions if I'm playing a game that's hurting our team, then I need to, you know, have repercussions for that. And that goes down the list, but it starts with me. And I think a lot of times this year we got away with some stuff that we shouldn't have gotten away with. And I think if you clean those things up, then it sends a message. And once that message is sent, then there's no reason to deviate from that game plan. I think we felt comfortable maybe sometimes a little too much deviating from game plans.
Tate, when you got your hand healthy, was that when you kind of took off? I think your last 18 games or so, you were on about a 43-goal pace. Did you just need to get that to a point where you could play your best?
I think I maybe came back a little early, for sure. Obviously, it just sucks being out and missing time, and you want to be back helping the team. And maybe I jumped back a little too early when I wasn't ready. I knew it was going to take me a little bit to get back to, you know, myself. And it's unfortunate that happened, and I would have liked to get to my game a lot quicker than that. I think that obviously is a contributing factor, but at the same time, I got to find a way to impact the game if pucks aren't going in. And for me, that's being physical, being good defensively. There's plenty of ways that I can contribute. But yeah, for sure, that's something that I was battling, and obviously feeling good now. So,
Dave, we've seen here over the years where if sometimes there is a coaching change, you bring somebody's brought in who maybe has a style that doesn't fit the group. I mean, would you really like to see somebody who wants to tailor the whatever systems that you guys play to fit what you have in this room, but just maybe tweak whatever it be, accountability, more structure, those sort of things? Because, I mean, I know systems are systems across the league, but there are some times where the styles of play can be polarizing, for example.
Yeah. I think structure is great, and I think that's something we need more of. And as far as a structure that kind of tailors towards our game, I think we're a high-flying offensive team. I think we got a little bit away from that this year. You know, but at the same time, the offense, it can come and go. Like, goal scoring it's hard to score goals in this league. And sometimes you get cold and sometimes you get real streaky, but you need that structure to fall back on. And I think when you have that structure, it frees up a lot of your other components of your game. You know, whatever they're going to bring in, obviously Kevin has a good pulse on this room and knows what we need. And he's going to do his job, and I think for us, it doesn't matter what system they implement. It's just making sure that everyone on the ice is committed to that system and that structure. I think this year we didn't really have enough structure, so there was nothing really to kind of point to. But I think whatever is implemented, as long as everyone in the room is committed to it, then you have something to point to and, you know, correct if you stray from it.
As you've said, accountability is a buzzword that's being thrown around a lot, and you referenced benching or time in the press box. That can come from a coach, but what does player accountability look like going into this offseason before a new coach is installed?
I think in our room we have a really tight locker room, guys that are very close with each other, bonds that are very, very tight, and I think that's pretty special. That's not something that a lot of teams can say. But at the same time, when you have those bonds, you don't want to upset or ruffle any feathers. And I think we need to be okay with calling guys out if they're not. Obviously, it's coming from a place of love and that underlying belief that you know they have better and you just want to see the team succeed and you want better from them and better for them. And I think everyone in here understands that, and that's something that we got to be okay with doing.
And like you said, with sometimes a rope too long or no structure, it's hard to point to something like that. But, you know, one thing Granato did bring is a sense of confidence and freedom for you guys to find your game. So how do you retain that and internalize that confidence going forward when maybe you've got a different presence on the bench?
Well, I think something that Donnie has given us is that confidence in ourselves individually. I think you look around the room, there's a lot of young guys in here, a lot of skill, and guys that have grown their game since he's been here. And I think that's a big reason. Because of the way that we played. And I think we're at a point now where that confidence isn't an issue. I think everyone in here believes in themselves and knows what they're capable of and where they can get to in their career. And I think now that you have that belief and that internal awareness of your game, I think now there is that accountability factor that you need to have something tangible you can point to and say, hey, you weren't doing this, and there needs to be discipline if you're not. And I think that's something hopefully that we'll have moving forward, and I think we will. And, you know, if not, that's something that the guys in this room need to make sure that we have.
Is it important for this team not to get younger? And I know Kevin said he wants experience behind the bench. Do you think that maybe it would help to have some more experience in the lineup as well?
Well, I think we definitely have a young team. I definitely don't think having some veteran guys would hurt. But like I said, he's going to do what he does, and our job is to get on the ice and play. And whatever roster lineup that he puts together, that's his job. Our job is to go out and compete. And I think whatever structure, whatever message you want to send to the team, at the end of the day, you're playing hockey and you're lining up against five other guys. And it comes down to how bad do you want to win this battle, how bad do you want to win this game. And that's kind of what it's all about. I mean, you can point to a lot of other things, but it at the end of the day, it turns to the guys in the room and myself looking in the mirror. And this year wasn't good enough, and I have to be way better. And I think there's a lot of other guys in this room that need to be way better.
When you look at Washington sneaking into the last spot, a team you beat twice this month, I mean, how much of a lost opportunity does this whole season feel like?
Yeah, it's frustrating. I think that's why we're here in this position. Is because going back to the inconsistency, I think for me, the biggest thing is you see how long of a season is and how much can change over the course of the season. I think for us, a lot of the frustration, maybe we let come from outside noise. I mean, I think we're at certain points in the season where we're being counted out and there's 60 games left. It's a long season. A lot can change as you see it comes down to the wire. And I think we got to just do our best to block out that noise and just focus internally on the room and not really let any of that get to us, because at the end of the day, it is a long season and a lot can change, especially, you know, the last 5-10 games.
Is that something you push an athlete, though? I mean, like you say, you know, to hear the outside noise count you out. I mean, is that something you should push a pro athlete to ignore and just work harder?
I mean, my belief is negativity breeds negativity. I think outside noise does nothing good. It's at the end of the day, it shouldn't impact you at all, good or bad. That's the matter, the fact of the matter. It should only matter what the guys in this room believe. But at the same time, it is, you sometimes hear that and it trickles in, and once it trickles in, sometimes it's hard to block out. So. That's something that we have to be better at moving forward, is just making sure that the only opinions that matter are the ones in this room.
Paige Rasmus said that you guys struggled with handling the pressure this year, that it was a big learning curve for you guys this year with looking to make a playoff push. With you guys getting so close to making the playoffs last year, why was that something that you guys still struggled with this year, and how do you go about either addressing that in the offseason or in the early part of next season to make sure that's not something that happens again?
I mean, pressure is inevitable. That's kind of what we signed up for, is, you know, we all want to be professional hockey players and we want to win. And if you want to win, there's expectations on you to win. And I think for us handling that pressure, it's not something that's easy, because we all put pressure on ourselves and have expectations. And then on top of that, there's expectations from people on the outside. And obviously everyone in this room wants to win and wants to be successful. So when you don't meet those expectations, it's disappointing. And that's kind of the situation we found ourselves in the last few years. You know, as this group, I say last few years because that's pretty much the guys in this room that have been here. Obviously, it's been a lot longer than that. And that's where we understand the frustration from the fans. And we just want them to know that we're tired of losing. It's not a fun thing to do, and those expectations, they've risen since last season, and we thought that we could exceed those expectations, and obviously we came short this year. So it's a tough pill to swallow, and I think it just leaves you hungry moving forward to not let it happen again.
Kevin mentioned that, you know, training camp may have sort of been the start of some of the issues early in the season, just the consistency and getting off to a slow start. Coach aside, how do you think you guys as players need to better handle you know, showing up in September and being ready to go?
Yeah, I think it's a hard long season. There's no freebies. There's no easy games, and it's important to get off to a good start. And this year we didn't get off to a good start, and I think it kind of goes back to just looking yourself in the mirror and making sure that you're better. And it starts with me, and making sure I have a good off season, making sure that training camp ready to go and get off to a good start, so we're not chasing.
How have you seen JJ Paterka level up this year?
Yeah, he's taking great steps. I think that, you know, talking about the confidence and opportunity, and he's got a lot of opportunity this year, and I think everything that he got this year, he earned. He's been a great player for us. He's produced. He's someone that works hard, competes. He's hungry to score goals, and I think those are all great qualities. And you know, I think that's a big piece as someone that we needed to take that next step. And there's a few other guys that we need to continue to take steps, and guys that we need to be better. And I think he definitely made strides this year.
Across the NFL, across the NHL, and the NFL, but you talk about coaches, players, coaches. Talk about some of those guys. Talk about some guys that push your practice a little harder. About such player coaches. Does that exist? What would you want for this locker room?
As far as guys pushing practice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's got to be everybody. It doesn't matter if you wear a letter or not. That kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about the accountability. If guys are cheating or not as sharp as they need to be, it needs to be said and not go unchecked. I think you're doing your teammate and your team a disservice if you're not saying anything. So I think it doesn't matter who you are with, or whether you're the most vocal guy on the team, whether you're the least vocal guy. I think as long as you're doing it yourself, you have the right, in my opinion, to say something.
And this is just me, because I don't know anything about it, but you go back, and Lindy Ruffner has been tossed around. And, oh, you know, nice coach. I did his practices back then. They're like 2-hour practices. You know, they were grinds. And then you look now, and you guys are about 45, 50 minutes. Is that across the NHL now? Do you know that? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not aware. I know certain teams, they have different durations they like to do. Some teams, they go a little longer. Some teams go shorter. It depends on the coach, depends on the sports science team they have. There's a lot more that goes into it behind the scenes. Some teams have proven track records being better with less practice. It varies. So can't really speak on that too much.
Tage, we heard Alex and Rasmus both talk about just Zach Benson and his rookie season. What have you noticed from him so far, and just to take away from the type of year he had?
Yeah, he had a great year. I think to step in at 18 and do what he did is very impressive. Say this a lot, it's a difficult league and a very difficult league to put up points. And I thought with what he was given this year, he's done a great job. And someone who definitely doesn't lack confidence and didn't shy away from the challenge of, you know, playing against grown men every single night. I like the way he plays, and you know, he's got a bit of an edge to his game, which I think is great and something that I think makes him good. So
a lot of guys are going to be going through a coaching change for the first time. How do you hope guys handle that?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I mean, unfortunately, I've gone through a few now, and I would like to say that each time it kind of lights a fire under you, because it shows you that you're replaceable. That's kind of the business you're in. So hopefully the response is intensity. And I think comfort can be the death of you. I think we're a little too comfortable this year. So hopefully that's a little bit something that happens as, you know, an effect of the coaching change.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.